and welcome to episode 9. In this episode, in the next two, we're going to go over some of the things that we can do about all of this aggregation of power. But before we begin, I want to offer a word of caution. There's a lot of stuff here that can be done. Don't try to do all of this, especially not at one time and not alone. Find the things that fit your personality, that fit your own goals, and use some of these suggestions to further them. If you don't, you'll be overwhelmed and you'll have to quit. As we go through this, the other thing to remember is that everything we want to do is towards the goal of redistributing the power as it was originally intended. Anyway, let's start with some simple stuff. This is stuff that doesn't need any homework. You don't need to go and look anything up. It's just simple stuff. And easily just go visit the office of your representative, whether that's your city councilman, or whether that's your state representative, or your federal senator, it doesn't matter. And don't try to go visit them all, but pick one. Visit that person, visit often, make sure that that person knows what your own personal issues are, and how you think that the area you live in should respond to those. And after you've done that for a while, and get comfortable with the process, get one of your friends to go with you. That way, when that other friend gets comfortable, they can pick a different person. And now we have two representatives that are aware that people are watching what they're doing. One of the other things that you can do to familiarize yourself with the practice of politics is to work on a campaign. I can tell you it won't be easy. It won't be pretty. You'll get disillusioned at times, but you will be getting educated, and you may find your own windmills to tilt at. Another thing you can do is just go to the town hall meetings. Ask questions. Go to the city council meetings. Go to the county commission meetings. Go to the school board meetings. And ask questions, given the opportunity. Okay. Let's try a few things that might be a little bit more difficult. The end of it, I'm going to start with the end. It's okay. I'll get around to it. The end of it is to write letters. How you get there is to follow bills or ordinances as they go through the adoption process. Again, don't try to follow them all. Pick one or two at any level from city ordinance to federal proposal, and every day or two or week, see how the thing is progressing through the system. And the system is different if you're at the county or the federal level. But they all have websites, and they all have information offices, and they all have printed copies of the bill. So watch it as it gets amended. Watch who votes on it. Watch who opposes an amendment or who proposes an amendment. And decide, do you like that amendment? Do you like this bill? Do you not like this bill? And again, try to do that from the standpoint first of redistributing the power. Secondly, from the actual issue itself. If you support the issue, but you don't like the way it's addressed because it aggregates power again, make that point and then write your letter. I suggest writing a letter instead of an email or a telephone call because there is a hierarchical waiting process that candidates and staff use. And a handwritten letter, followed by a typed letter, carries more weight than something banged off on the internet through the email. Let's put these two things together. The two things would be, you know, having friends and following the ordinances and laws through the adoption process. Again, there is no need to follow them all. Pick one or two and follow that one. Share what you have with your friends. And you do that by forming political watch clubs. Members should each follow one bill or one candidate or one representative and report to the others at the meetings what they found, what their assessment is of how that bill is developing or how that representative is doing his job of representing the interests of the people. Again, all the time paying attention to whether or not the power is being aggregated or dispersed. If you really want to get into it, there are some things that are very, very important that you may not be able to accomplish, but you might be able to initiate or stimulate other people to do it. One is the repeal of the 17th Amendment. The senators need to be put back where they belong and representing the interests of the state, not the people. That sounds weird, but we talked about that. The representatives represent the interests of the people. The senators are to represent the combined interests of the state as an entity. Another one would be to work to repeal the National Administrative Procedures Act. This is the one that authorizes Congress to delegate lawmaking authority to appointed boards, people who are not elected and who are not accountable to the people. Now, the next one is a little bit sketchy, but whatever law it is that allows for civil asset forfeiture needs to be repealed. The last one is a biggie. We talked about the National Police Force. We talked about Homeland Security. Let's pick one of those and talk about it in particular, and that would be the FBI. The I stands for investigation, and the federal government needs to have the ability to investigate crime or potential crime. But what they don't need is to have the right to carry weapons and to arrest people. The Federal Bureau of Investigation should be limited to gathering the evidence and then to handing it off to local law enforcement. In other words, we need to repeal the carry and arrest powers of the FBI. Now, you can look at any of the other federal level law enforcement agencies and ask yourself the same question and try to ferret out what the right answer is. But we don't want to have a national police force. The final thing is, if you don't feel like you're getting anywhere or you don't like the candidates who are running, whether it's for city council or president, go ahead and run yourself. There are benefits there. No, you're probably not going to win, not at least at first. But what you do is you get the microphone. You get an interview with the newspaper. You get asked to homeowners meetings. You get to put your message out there, at least, and perhaps encourage someone else to run with maybe more resources or what have you. But go ahead and run yourself. It's an enlightening experience.